farmer was crying, pointing to his smouldering sheep and pointing to all these burnt land, and how was I supposed to know that that little fire we started was going to cause that fucking gigantic bushfire?
Dude, we fucked up that week.
Are we live? Welcome to episode number 38. This is the Marty and Michael podcast. We're coming at you straight out of the box.
Straight out of Compton.
And this week, fucking hell, it's been a roller coaster of emotions, let me tell you.
What happened?
Yeah, I don't know.
We bought a car.
I'm not going to say who from, because the jury's still out on whether it's a good buy or not. I'm starting to think that the dogs ripped me one. It's not a good car. I don't want a good car.
Yeah.
So I just fucking bought a shit box, and I think it is a shit box, but it's shitter than I thought it would be.
Yeah, you've already had to get repairs.
Yeah, which they're doing for free. But fuck, I don't want to have to drive an hour to get there.
Yeah, God, it's far away.
It's too far. What'd you do on the weekend? Oh, I got drunk. Oh, I got so drunk that I pissed the bed.
No, I didn't piss.
Michael broke his drinking ban, so fuck. Everyone out there who
I had $300 bottles of wine.
Oh, wow, was it nice?
Oh, dude, I had reds.
Were they $300 each?
Dude, this was like a 6-star restaurant.
Where is it?
The one above, you know the place in South Bank? There's a hotel connected to it. We've been there before.
You're lying.
No, we have. Fuck.
Sorry, Michael.
It was delicious, the wines.
He's talking shit. Michael, that didn't happen.
I won $300 at the casino too, blackjack.
So you won a bottle of wine. So all those people who are using Michael's sobriety as inspiration to also not drink themselves, sorry.
It's impossible.
He's fucking had a drink. It's impossible. Once you are an alcoholic, you cannot stop.
It's
you
forever.
Will drink until you die.
Well, I haven't drank since.
We've proven it. So the best case scenario is that you drink only once in a month. And then once that month is over, the drinking will continue until death comes to your door. Much, much, much earlier than a normal person.
So
once you go down the alcohol path, you are destined to die.
So kids, just smoke weed, don't drink.
We'll just mix. I like to cycle from one drug to the next.
Yeah, that way always have a drug though. Actually, that there's a question about that that I just took a screenshot of before.
About drugs? Well, we wouldn't know.
Yeah. We only do it in like the name of science. We don't remember it. What else has happened? We've exercised a bit.
Yeah, you can probably tell.
I've lost 3 kilos.
Yeah, you can probably tell that we've been exercising really hard and eating semi-well. You can probably tell. Even those people listening, you can probably tell.
Yeah, there's a change in our voice.
There's a change in our heart. It's beating more firm. That's Michael's heart. My girlfriend's here watching now for the first time.
And yeah, it's the first time.
She's waving her fart away.
She did a fart.
She's gushing gas and she's trying to wave it away. So that's happening in my peripheral vision. My girlfriend here just
seeped,
gassing everywhere.
She's
sickening. All right, well, let's fucking move straight along to, let's get some bloody questions rolling out the gate at you. We got questions, we got P.O. box, we got a fucked story, and then we got a prank fuck.
Yeah, let's keep it short and sweet today.
Yeah, let's keep it short and sweet because we know you got ADD.
Segment, what's it called?
All right, intro to our next segment. The segment has been renamed, of course. Matthew Brown from Wholesome, do you mind passing us the phone? Quite a lot of responsibility there on his shoulders.
It's quite, a bit lighter.
And so many jobs. So many jobs at Wholesome. He sort of forgets.
Heavy. It's quite forgets normally once, heavy for him.
Once he leaves
concrete.
The office, he sort of zones out, tunes out mentally. So. No, it's a lot on his plate. So just relax. Matthew Brown from Wholesome there in Milton. So yeah, quite a large building they have there. There's actually a few Wholesome headquarters in Australia.
I saw a Wholesome truck today driving.
I see them everywhere now. I throw shit
at them. I coined it. Yeah, I literally went to my change and just coined it.
And I throw shit at them and I scream Matthew Brown.
Yeah, but we with no Wholesome at the end.
Yeah, just Matthew Brown so that
Wholesome's
hopes
there.
That they hear and then connect the dots that Matthew Brown has told them to do that.
Yeah, I changed it. I just got all my spare changed and pegged it out the window.
All right, this next segment has been renamed to Friday we call it Mr. Friday. And of course, this is a segment where we just answer questions that you guys send in via Instagram. Yeah, man. What about famous birthdays and shit? We forgot all about that.
Oh, yeah. Judge Judy.
Judge Judy, we've been scanning through the news headlines. There's still no one has thrown human shit at Judge Judy's back.
Not on.
Just remember, if you live where she lives and you see her, if you go to the same grocery store as her, please, please peg human shit at her back.
Yeah.
Film it and send it in.
Spine.
Film it and send
it in. Spinal.
We will, yeah, just please, please throw human shit at Judge Judy's back. Hashtag it wherever you can. Just comment it randomly. I just want, let's spread it. Let's spread the word. We need Judge Judy to have human shit just in the middle of her back.
Spinal shit.
It won't hurt her. Yeah, it's a bit gross, but it's just, I just want to see what she does.
Yeah, film it. If you don't film it, it didn't happen.
So just please throw someone, hashtag throw human shit at Judge Judy's back.
Imagine being married to her.
Yeah, not good. Anyway. She'd be a very dominant lover. Yeah. And she'd kiss tongue. Tongue and teeth kisser.
Oh! Yeah, suck. Sucky. Okay. This first question is from Thalajilik17. Why don't you clip your fingernails?
We do. Oh, Michael, that's probably directed at you and your sickness.
Yeah, I normally break them, just rip them off.
Because they're that weak from malnutrition. Mm-hmm. But people, you always see comments, why are you fucking painting your fingernails in the videos? Who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Well, do what we want. We don't care what you fucking think of our appearance. God.
Yeah.
Well, next question.
We are God. You are right. Henry.Sinclair. What's a stunt that you are too scared to try? You were going to cut your finger off.
Yeah, I was going to cut my pinky off, start a GoFundMe for $50,000 back when we were really poor, and just get like really drunk and then get a meat cleaver and just lop the thing off for 50 grand. 50 grand.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't do that now.
No, wouldn't need to. We just upload 2 or 3 videos. there was one we were thinking about doing. It was a pencil dive off a 10-story building onto a highway. But, you know, we spoke about it to some other friends and yeah, people thought that we could really badly hurt ourselves. So we decided not to do that one. But, yeah, we're going to pencil dive off a 10-story building into the middle of the road and, like, film people's reactions as we fucking land on the highway.
I'd land it.
Yeah, yeah. I was just going to like just relax the knees a bit and then just sort of use them as a spring, you know? But yeah, apparently that's dangerous.
With Willem Powerfish like a couple months ago, he wanted us to get in shark-infested waters. We scissors, paper, rock, and whoever loses has to jump in after we've thrown blood and guts into the water to get sharks to come. He said, and I was, fuck that. I can't get into water with sharks.
But you've only got a 33% chance of having to get in there.
Yeah, but... That's a big chance.
If you get, like, I would just bring, like, 2 knives and get in there and then you just sort of fucking, you get ready and play dead. I think like bears.
Well, you can always, you've always got that option.
Sharks are very, very similar to bears. In fact, I read in an article that I wrote that sharks are basically just bears without hair.
In the water.
If you shave a bear... Very, very similar to a shark.
Wow.
Matt Brown from Wholesome will back that up.
And you've always got the option to walk away too. We forget about that. We should have fucking done that
stunt.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
I don't know if you remember, but Steve-O actually jumped in the water with meat attached to his bathers or his back.
Yeah, he kicked a shark in
the
head.
But also, Steve-O has, animal experts and paramedics and shit on standby. We only had Willem on standby.
He's a powerful fish.
But, we should have done it in hindsight because you just, as a shark's coming towards you, you just sort of move out of the way or play dead.
Just climb up a rope or something out of the water.
Yeah, yeah, bring a rope in with you and just sort of throw it up and then climb
around
up.
Around a cloud, bang, you're safe.
Anyway, next question.
This one's from Tom_Aitken03. Done any drugs and if so, what ones? Now, the drugs that we've done... are for science
reasons, and
we do this shit so you guys don't have to. So if you go, oh, they're just a bunch of junkies. No, we're not. I'm like 3 days sober now, and before that I was 2 weeks.
So Well, sober as in no alcohol. We still had
We
cocaine,
weed.
What else? There was
I don't smoke weed anymore. I ingest it. It's less anxiety. What else have we done? Yeah, everything. We've done everything. For science.
Yeah,
kids, don't do drugs until you're 18. Then do all of them.
We didn't want to do any of them, but we thought we'd better do them and then just tell people what it's like so then they don't have to.
Yeah.
So we've done mushrooms, LSD, cocaine.
DMT.
DMT, ice.
Oh, dude, that was a rough week. We didn't know it was ice. We're in Laos. We should. That's a fucking story in itself.
What else? Painkillers, all sorts of prescription drugs. Weed, of course. Alcohol, of course. What else is there? Pingers, all sorts of pingers. MDMA, of course, one of our favorites.
Mm.
But again, don't do it. Just we have done it and it's nice. But don't do it.
Yeah.
Have a go. Have a fucking go.
Do it responsibly.
Do it.
Eat them all. All in all, I'd say the best drug out of them all would be marijuana.
Well, marijuana is the least amount of commitment. You know, it's like you just high, you're in a happy mood and you're relaxed. And the rage sort of within
makes
you subsides
you,
a bit.
Just chill, yeah.
Makes
well,
you less murdery.
You wouldn't go out fucking cows when you're high.
No, I can't
That's
do it
just
on
after
weed. Can't do it on weed.
Bender on the
like,
fucking
I'll hook up with them. I'll like
sensual.
Like,
it's more sensual.
And, yeah, like there was had a weird moment one with a big bull. And we sort of slow danced under the stars for a couple of hours while I was high. And but no violence on weed, which is interesting.
There you
alcohol,
go.
Though,
it needs to be legalized. Yeah, alcohol, that's where the blackouts happen. Yeah,
that's where the rage really builds up and explodes out of my dick and ass.
Have you ever greened out?
From edibles.
Oh, did you vomit?
No, I didn't vomit, but I was very close to panicking.
Yeah. You can go real far with edibles real quick. Well,
very sensitive.
Yeah, we had panic attacks in LA because we ate like 3 gummies each.
And we were sitting in the cinemas and I had no idea how to get out.
Yeah, we thought
just
we
lose, got... I get so disorientated.
Yeah, but then like, luckily we were in the cinema, so we felt safe. No one's looking at us. We're in the dark. And then the movie we just got into. And then at the end, we just hired some like go scooters and just scooted around town high, which was fun.
Screaming.
Mm. But yeah. Don't do drugs, but do them.
Don't not do them.
Yeah, don't not do drugs in 18. Make sure you're 18. Kids, don't do it yet. All right. This one's from Ivan Petinella.
Classic name. Very common name. Do you guys follow the NBA? And if you do, what teams?
That's
no, not really.
No,
we haven't
yeah,
really.
No.
We have, I haven't really followed the NBA for a while. I used to play NBA on PlayStation when I was a little German girl and I liked the New York Knicks, but no, I don't really follow
I've never anymore. Liked basketball. Aussie Karts, our mate.
Bryce.
Now, are you guys planning on making a song? Yes.
We spoke about this with our filmer, Connor, a while ago. We're thinking of turning a little tune, a little self-made tune that we sing sometimes when we're filming called Disco Dancing.
We get it, yeah. That was in our head for weeks. That's
it's
all
very,
we'd say.
Very
it's so good. Oh, yeah. We just got to find... How do you find tunes? How do you make a tune to like... What is music, Matt?
How do you make sounds, Matt?
But yeah, we just need a tune. A simple tune.
We've already... Yeah.
Lockie, you could probably do it.
We've got to go disco dancing. We've got to go disco dancing.
Yes.
We've got to go disco dancing.
Yes, yes, yes. And then there's a bridge, but I don't want to say it. I can't remember it, but I have got it.
It's good. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
Like it's one of the best noises I've ever heard.
Yeah,
so.
it makes me happy. All right, next question.
Stay tuned for that.
Shane_2026. If you guys wrestled, what would be your entrance music and what would your finishing move be? War Pigs, Black Sabbath. And finishing move would be the scorpion, where you hit the back of their head and it shuts their whole body down.
Classic.
They just become like Stephen Hawking's them.
Yeah.
Their whole fucking tongue comes out, they dribble, they can't move. So when you're in a fight, don't go for the front, hit up around the back, tap that spot in the back of their head, bang, shut down.
Yeah, I've seen him do it. to an old
Lockie came up with a new one the other day.
Yeah, it's a punch and then slap up under the chin.
See, and that's another spot. Apparently, you can shut like half.
It shuts all their organs down, so it's an instant death. Stops the heart straight away.
It's internally. Yeah, they die internally. It's not the nervous system shutting down. It's the organs.
My entry song would be "Wrecking Ball" from Miley Cyrus, and my finishing move would be I'd shoot them.
Yeah, fuck. So, yeah, I could see you doing that. What about something with a cow? You could bring in like, you could, I don't know, you can't really have a cow in your pocket, can you?
Depends how big the pocket is, I guess.
Yeah, and
it's quite noticeable though, and hard to walk with a cow in your pocket.
Yeah, well,
maybe just one of the legs in the pocket, and it walks next to me. Still in the pocket.
Yeah, yeah. I guess what you could fucking release the cow on them at the end.
Shoot milk at them. Anyway. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a work in progress.
This one's from Zach CCC_. What was your dream job as a kid? How happy are you with what you are doing now? How much do you enjoy pranking each other on a regular basis and creating content? If there was one thing you could change about your profile, what would it be? What's your profile?
Like this, the side of your face?
Yeah, I'd probably cut the nose down a bit.
Yeah, I was going to say that I was, cut the nose off.
Yeah. No, I'd probably, maybe, I don't know, the nose on the profile. How come that's called your profile?
I don't know.
Sorry.
Some idiot made that up. There's a lot of questions. What's our dream job as a kid?
Oh, probably I wanted to be a tennis star.
Yeah, professional athlete or... I guess comedian was in there, but I never really pursued it because it was laughed at when I voiced it.
Yeah, your mother did not like it.
No.
Yeah, tennis player, then I'm happy. This is awesome. It's fun making silly videos. So like once as a kid, I wanted to be a tennis player, found alcohol / drugs, which changed me to want to be an entertainer.
Sorry about that.
Therefore, I'm... happy with what I'm doing now, yes.
Michael hadn't really gotten drunk before you met me, had you?
I think it was 16, yeah, once I met you. Was,
sorry about that.
Yeah, goon.
Quite goon. A profound effect there. Sorry, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember the first time?
Dropped the ball there, didn't I?
You went through like fucking 6 goon sacks in one night and I woke up.
And then
up.
Boom, addicted.
Yeah, and you pissed all over me.
Yep, pissed all over him while he was passed out as punishment for passing out.
Oh.
And I stand by that decision.
Yeah, if you pass out, you got to cop it, hey?
I found out what they call the profile. If profile is the representation of something in outline. So on your side, they can see the outline.
Mm. Ooh. Matt Brown from Holson.
Would there be a profile then for front on? Like, because then your profile's on the ears and
no,
shit?
No, it's just a circle. It's just a circle.
No, you got ears that stick out?
Yeah, so you got a circle with ears on it. That's if so it has to be the side. Matt Brown from Wholesome just Googled it and he said something about a line on the face when you do it that way. That's what Matthew Brown from Wholesome said. That was a word for word what he said. He said a line on the face when you face that way, profile picture.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still struggling to make sense of it all, but that's what Matthew Brown from Wholesome said.
There was a bit of concrete
He's
in there.
He's got a lot going
too.
On. He's got a lot going on at work. a lot of people to manage. He's got to, you know, sort of sort things out. People come to him with problems. It's just best that we sort of leave this to us.
Yeah. Awesome. Us, as in A-R-S-E. All right. Alec_Cavaganino3.
Very good. Your pronunciation's really gone much better.
I'm Spanish. What do I have? Why do I have the urge to milk Marty?
It's because I have an utter.
Maybe I think it's like a reference at the cows.
I think also because I don't know if anyone's ever seen. I have an utter on my back, on my lower back.
It's like it's like where his tramp stamp is.
It's not like
just
big,
under it.
Well, that's
it's
why
like
I
a
got,
tail.
That's why I got that tattoo there is to sort of disguise it a bit. But yeah, I have an utter, so maybe that's why.
This one's from Christian.
Of course it is.
Christian Nana Stasas. Man, these are hard to pronounce.
Very common name.
Does Michael have cerebral palsy? MS.
Yeah, he's just got MS. He might have, look, he might have
what
cerebral palsy.
What is that one? Is that where you go Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, I think that's, you're born with like a thing that makes you just look like a fuckwit.
Whoa.
But, you know, he hasn't been checked for cerebral palsy. Who knows?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, I've seen
actually,
you
you've
that.
Seen me when I'm proper fucking munted.
Yeah,
and
I've
drunk.
I've said to myself.
My face caves in.
I've said to myself.
I seize up.
You look like you have cerebral palsy right now. I've said that.
Like
I've
that.
Said that six or seven
Are
times.
Are you seen like that?
Yeah. And that he that's just him relaxing.
Yeah, when we're. But that's like when I'm. That's fucking.
That's
two,
like that's like
2 days deep on a lot of shit. All right. Yeah. MS though is probably
his favorite disease.
Yeah, that I have. Okay. Daniel underscore Ahia. How many people or cows do you guys finger on a daily basis? Asking for a police officer.
If I tried to average it out weekly, look, there's some weeks where I don't finger anyone. I don't finger anything or anyone. But then there's some weeks where yeah, it's. Quite a insatiable appetite to just fucking get through as many cows as I can. So on average, it's probably maybe maybe five on that Saturday. What's that? About four on that Monday morning. Probably like three or four a week. Yeah, but usually it's two every session. It's two to four, so it averages out.
If you're gonna go out to the fucking farm, you got to make it worthwhile.
Yeah, and the, you know, there's a lot of... And at the moment with the bushfires and shit, it's quite difficult because they're all charred corpses.
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same fingering
you
a charred
saying,
corpse.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're already, you know, they're already fucked. So, like, it's funnier, but it's not... It's sort of taken the fun out of it. Like, I laugh more, but it sort of makes me not, you know...
It doesn't hit the spot of pleasure.
Yeah,
it's
not,
more just a joke.
It's like it doesn't... It doesn't really satisfy me, you know?
Yeah. No, so, I get that.
It's funny, though. Like, it's good laugh.
All right. The underscore boy underscore dudas underscore. How good of a scientist would you rate yourself?
Well, like, how many scientists do you know of? Like...
I only knew one.
Yeah, well, yeah. There's Stephen Hawking, who, like... Like we read his work, all of it, and we thought, oh, okay, yeah, he's sort of on our level. So there's Stephen Hawking. The rest, like, I've forgotten their names, to be honest, and I don't know what they've done for the world. So, you know, no one. If someone said to any strange, just a random person on the street, do you know any scientists? Marty and Michael. They would say Marty and Michael. Like, so. We're 10 out of 10. I'd rate us 10 out of 10, and there aren't many that have the knowledge that we have, and there aren't many that do the experiments as that we do.
Well, science is just, it's fucking, it gets swept under the rug. Like, it's not popular. No one likes it.
It was very difficult to try and make science cool again, and we've done it, like, because, you know.
We've fucking saved the day. Like, a whole generation now is going to grow up learning
smarter.
Shit.
A lot smarter.
Yeah, like.
Ethics and shit. Like, there's ethics
work
and morals.
Work ethic.
And also, like, science shit. Like, we've done shit no one other fucking cunt can fucking do, cunt. Like, we're fucking up there, cunt. Like, Albert fucking Einstein, or whatever, fuck that cunt. He don't know shit. Stephen Hawking's knew some shit, but at the end of the day, he's stuck in a chair.
No, he's not even that anymore.
Yeah, well, he's stuck in a chair in the ground. I'm pretty sure that's how they buried him. Just duct tape him to the chair and throw it in a hole and fill it with concrete. Delivered by Wholesome.
Oh, holy shit. Oh, fuck. We are good, dude. That was fucking well said.
So 10 out of 10 science.
Yeah, we're the best scientists there are. All right, next question. Joel underscore Hunter. What's the craziest tennis story you have?
Oh, fuck. What about that time there was that fuckwit parent who kept tripping everyone who walked in front of him?
Oh, and I accused him of being a pedophile.
Yeah, so we saw this parent at a tennis tournament. He kept tripping people if they walked in front of his chair because it, like, obstructed his vision of his kid playing a tennis match for, like, a split second. So we decided to walk in front of him, and he tripped us. And then, yeah, Michael turned around and called him a pedophile. And then something happened. We had him,
he got kicked out. He got in trouble because he was, like, tripping kids. But you got to understand, in the tennis world, I'd say, like, not all parents, but fucking 50% of parents are just
fucked.
Disgusting people,
and
man.
And the kids are also fucked.
Oh, no social skills. Like, I used to refer to tennis, if you're in the tennis world, you're in a tennis cult. It's all you live and breathe, this fucking sick sport that I now hate. Yeah, the parents are just fucking crazy obsessed with their kids becoming famous, trying to live through their kids. And like, you know, they'll punch or pump a lot of money into their kids just to hit a ball over the net.
Sickening world.
And then fucking 99.9% of the kids don't make it, like me. And then...
And then what? You're fucking stuck at home.
Lucky I had science to fucking back, like, fall on, or I would have been... I would have just been a fucking...
You'd been another coach, just another coach. Yeah. Not, we're lucky. We're so lucky that we have this general, huge baseline fundamental knowledge of science. No one really has that to fall back on. We got lucky.
Yeah.
We got very, very lucky.
We're really fast learners, so we went from tennis to science, and now we're the best.
Like that.
Oh, this one. Okay, we'll finish at this one. This is good, because I'm good at this. This one's from Robert420. And he's asked, have you ever had a shit outside? And if so, what did you wipe your ass with?
Oh, yeah, Michael, you can take this. This is right up your alley.
Like, a lot of people think you need leaves or even toilet paper. You don't need anything. Or you can shit where you want. And then you just sort of drag, like a dog, how they wipe their ass. Make sure you need grass. You need
thick,
a field.
Thick, lush grass is helpful. I've seen Michael shit, and then he'll pull his pants down and sit on his ass and then pull his cheeks apart, then sit.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's...
drag himself along, leave, you know, and the grass cleans his ass.
Yeah, fully. Like, it's spotless. It sucks if it's dry grass because it fucking points in. And if there's bindies,
sticks
you
and
are.
Prickles. Yeah.
Prickles, you're fucked. Like, there's been some bad moments. But, like, check the grass before you do it. But you can, as long as there's grass, you can shit anywhere and you just pull your ass along. And you're fine. There's no shit on your ass anymore.
Yeah.
Wholesome. All right, and that's all our questions.
All right, which brings us to our next segment, which has been renamed to Patient! God. And basically, this is where we open shit that you fuck with sent to our P.O. Box, which is right here. P.O. Box
256 Tagum. 4018 is our postcode, Queensland, Australia.
Send us some more shit, okay? This is like...
We only got one box again this week.
Yeah, one big box full of heaps of shit, but just send us more shit. If you want this segment to live on...
Send us... Remember, we are fucking totally fine. I would love to open up
some
a package
human shit
and see human shit in it. Like, yeah. I would... And I will even do the army, like, where you put it on your fingers.
There you go. If you send us human shit, Michael will wipe it under his eyes like an army man trying to camouflage his face.
God, that's...
That's cool.
No, I think that's pretty cool. It's strange.
It's definitely up there.
But, like, he gets sent shit and does that. That's a first.
So, go on. Send us your shit. But this is what they've sent us. They've sent us a disco projector light.
What? Oh, my...
So that's pretty cool. Thank you.
That's going. That's the fucking Christmas party.
That's going in the bin.
It's the boys' trip. We're going to use that.
They've sent us some fireworks. Oh, it says no fireworks. It's a big, big party popper. Do it. Just do it.
Why are these shit? That's fucked.
All right. We're going to continue searching through the box.
God, I wanted to see that.
So, thank you. There's air horns, party poppers, and a disco light projector.
Perfect for disco dancing.
Great. Thank you to Anonymous, whoever sent that. Thank you very much. It's great. Thank you. And that's exactly the type of stuff we expect in the P.O. box.
Yeah, slash as well as shit.
As well as human shit. All right. That's the P.O. box segment up for the day.
Oh, I really wanted that explosion. Why? Why didn't it work? How's that not working? What? Yes! We did it! We did it!
Oh, fuck me. That is hot. Oh, very, very difficult.
Oh, I'm satisfied.
All right, for those listening at home, it just popped and there's confetti everywhere. everywhere. And Michael, make sure to clean this up, of course, after we finish the podcast.
Yeah.
And be quick about it too. We've got to get going at dinner. Yeah,
we've got dinner to go to.
All right, that is the end of the P.O. Box segment. Thank you for sending those party poppers through. That's great. All right, the next segment is, it's been renamed. And there's a little, Matthew's written a little song for this one. It's story time. It's story time, wholesome. Story time, wholesome, sponsored by Wholesome. So it's story time, and we just tell an old fucked up story that we've done. And yeah, it's sponsored by Wholesome. So get around it. If anyone needs any concrete, make sure you ask for Matthew Brown. Wholesome headquarters there in Milton. It was a big 5-story building. I've been in there myself. Everyone's got computer.
They get free Arnott biscuits.
Everyone's got computer. There's a kitchen. It's a lunch break. Go to the kitchen, and then Matt Brown says, "Get back to work, you fucking bitch."
What do? Yeah.
All right. Today's story is all about. Look.
Now we do this shit when we were young and stupid, and we still would do this.
Yeah. We do it today, yeah. If the opportunity presented itself. This is a story about compassion. It's a story about hope and survival. It's a really touching piece on bravery and also just being the sense of just human togetherness.
You know the movie Castaway?
It's similar to that.
That's what I sort of compare it to.
So we were on Stradbroke Island, which is an island close to Brisbane, and we were getting fucking sloshed, cunt. We were getting fucking slammed, fuck you, like Russell Crowe hitting his wife, fucked up.
Did he hit his wife? No, he throws phones at her.
Yeah. He just throws phones at everyone. And we were young, very young, maybe 18 or something. And we were drinking, and everyone goes to bed really early. There's not much to do. And we were up still drinking, and we saw something so beautiful. there's like a little river, and there's a bridge going over it. And there was this guy in the middle of the bridge, and we were maybe 100 meters away, and he was sort of standing, holding onto the railing.
How big was the dip, you reckon?
I reckon it was probably a good 3 meters to the water. Oh, maybe 2 meters to the water. But yeah, he was standing there, fucked off his head. And the rail is like hip height, so it's not that high. And he was just standing, looking into the water, fucked out of his head. So we sort of snuck up. Like, he's like nearly unconscious. Like, and so we snuck up. We're like 10 meters away from him, hiding behind a tree, looking at him. And then we saw one of the most beautiful things. He sort of lost balance, fell forward, and flipped into the water. Bang, straight into the water. It's quite shallow water.
Yeah, and so he wasn't going to drown. He was okay.
Well, he might.
He would have hurt his legs.
Look, he could have drowned, and I definitely wouldn't have helped.
Yeah, we were busy.
We were busy laughing. It was very, very funny. So anyway, that was like we were crippled with laughter seeing him do that, and then what followed was equally as hilarious. He was sort of there was quite a steep bank down to the water, and he was continued to try and climb out of the bank, and then he did manage to get to the top, turned around and started pissing where he'd just crawled. Lost his balance and rolled back down the hill. No, imagine if we had fucking iPhones back then. This would have been like
fuck.
Millions of views. Like this guy was fucked. Mm. Anyway, he climbed out the other side of the bank, and we didn't see him for a while. And we just continued, you know, drinking around our campsite, blah blah blah, and then went for a walk later. And as luck would have it, we stumbled across him again.
Gem.
And he was completely passed out. Now he's like lying.
He was like me, passed out, like fucking gone. You can do whatever you. Oh, actually,
well, he was fucked, like unconscious, fucked, and he was sort of close to his campsite, but it wasn't no one else around. So we sort of wanted to see just how fucked he was. So it started with just hiding behind trees and just underhand throwing just small amounts of sand. Onto his face and body, and just small amounts and nothing. He wouldn't move, and we were doing this for a while. Fucking, fucking hilarious. And then we sort of started getting confident, being like, this guy is never going to fucking wake up. He's never going to wake up. So we started getting handfuls of sand and like overhand throw, getting a bit harder, at his face. Like, and it's starting to get loud now when the sand slaps into his face.
Yeah.
Like, it would sting a lot. And he's just sitting there, still just completely fucked, hasn't even moved. And then we started, like fully, like a meter away, standing over him and pegging, pegging sand into his face. And then I went and got a handful of wet sand nearby, stood over him.
Oh, yeah.
And then this was, well, like, he went from completely dead, pegged the handful of wet sand into his face, to like someone had hit him with a shot of adrenaline. Just sat up and realized, like, we were just standing a few meters away from him. He's covered in sand. And he's just realized that he... that we'd just been pegging sand at him as hard as we could.
We'd been sanding him.
And so he just shot up straight away, and without saying a word, not a word was said, just started bolting after us. And we, like, I've never felt such a surge of adrenaline. Because I felt like he was really, really wanting to hurt us. And just sprinted towards the beach and then took a left in the pitch black. And, like, man, I don't think I've ever run that fast. We were fucking flying on that sand. Like... flying across it.
I was up in the air.
Yeah, I think we were levitating for a while. Yeah. Like, with so much adrenaline that we were actually floating. Like I was like Superman. I didn't have my arms in front of me. I had my arms to the side, but flying.
Yeah.
And that's how fast we were going. I didn't even turn around to see how long he was chasing us for, but like a good minute of sprinting, and then we found some like trees in the darkness, turned around, and he was gone. So if you're listening to the podcast, dude that got fucked up that night at
Sandman.
Sorry, mate. That's our bad.
Yeah.
That'll serve you for getting that fucked up on your own, though. What are you doing?
Yeah.
At least have a friend.
Why
there.
Are you on a bridge?
Yeah, looking in. Just looking in for like swaying around for like 5 minutes and then fucking fall in.
Yeah.
He could have snapped his neck.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like, in a way, we were teaching him a lesson.
Yeah. That's how I think of it. I feel like we saved his life.
I think he's...
Is there like some sort of medal that people get for saving lives? Isn't there some sort of bravery medal?
Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, yeah. I think if there's the person who is in charge of the Nobel Peace Prize, if you're listening...
Just email us.
Email us. Well, you've got our PO box. Just send it through. That's a true story.
Yeah.
Saved a guy's life. So just... send it through, and also like maybe just some other awards, some medals or something. I don't know. Maybe a trophy, a big trophy. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Because we did save a life. So like send us some trophies. So yeah, it's a short story, but like I still remember it vividly, him falling into the water and it still makes me chuckle. It still brings a laugh to my face. So,
how old were we?
I would have been 18, just on 18. Maybe not even. We were there with Cassie and her family. Fuck.
Oh, good times.
So, yeah, that is the...
So, yeah, all in all, if someone gets fucked up like that and there's sand about, save their life. Sand them.
If your friends are getting that fucked up, you got to do something to them so they know next time not to get that fucked up. If you don't do anything to them and then they just think that they're able to do that without any repercussions, you got to piss on them, throw sand on them.
Super glue them.
Something. Super glue them. You got to cover them in fake tan. Something to let them know that that's not okay.
And they always learn. They always learn from that.
100% success rate.
Sort of.
All right, that is the end of story time, which brings us to our final segment, which hasn't been renamed. It's just the prank call. And this week, we're going to call Domino's, right? And I'm going to pretend to be offended at everything that they say.
Fuck, this is going to be cringe, man.
Yeah, this is... I'm not looking forward to this one. But yeah, I'm going to somehow pretend that what they're saying is quite offensive.
Silverback.
Hey, would I be able to place a pickup order, please?
What are we after?
I've never actually called Domino's before. You guys just do pizzas, right?
Yeah, and sides.
Yeah, right. So do you guys have the standard just pepperoni?
Yeah, with a mobile phone, maybe it comes with an address.
Pardon?
Sorry, I was telling my representative what to do. Sorry, yeah. So what pizzas did you say you were after?
Sorry, did you just say you want my address?
Pardon?
Did you just say that you need my address because it's a mobile phone? I'm not comfortable giving out that information.
What?
I'm not comfortable. No. It's a pickup order. I don't need to give my address,
yeah,
do
yeah.
I?
Yeah, yeah. No. I just told another person what she had to do.
Oh, right. So you're sort of talking to the other staff while you're on
do
the phone.
Do you need any help? What pizza are we after?
Do you guys have like the, just the standard Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah, we do.
Great. So can I just get one of those? And do you guys have, what sort of sides do you guys have?
We've got bigger bites and...
Sorry, what bites, sorry?
Garlic bread.
What sort of bites, sorry?
They're kind of like the popcorn from KFC.
Oh, right. So you guys do like chicken bites as well? I thought you guys just did pizza. Oh, okay. I was just told that you guys just did pizza, but that's... So you guys do chicken as well. So it's chicken and pizza?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'll just get like... you guys do garlic bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any gluten-free garlic bread?
We do.
Can I get a gluten-free garlic bread?
Yep, sure.
And what sort of drinks do you guys have?
Anonymous, and you're just making up stuff, and so just don't waste our time. If you
excuse
like
me.
Online, okay?
Excuse
Thank you very much for your time.
You are a rude hat.
How the fuck did she know?
Domino's is on us, dude. They must be spreading the word.
Oh,
the Domino's people calling other Domino's people. Fuck you, you little worms.
You hat. I'm using that in the future.
I didn't want to be too rude, but yeah, I wanted to let her know that I was upset.
Oh man. Well, that's different. That's a change. We've never had him go. Well, I guess we have, but she was generally pissed off.
Yeah. But how did she know, I wonder? What
Maybe I'm pretty sure there could be like a thing in Domino's in their little like whatever fucking system.
In their computer system.
And they've put our
and they've got
they've
a
warned
bug,
everyone.
They've bugged the house, and they've computer system picks up the stress in my voice and analyzes it underneath the algorithm, and then it spits out a prank call probability number.
And it facts,
which then
they
use
it to it.
The
they
staff it. Then use that, and they talk to each other.
Yeah,
they're having a meeting now. The staff sit down and have a meeting about the prank probability number, and then they have a chat and decide, no, this guy's not being serious. And then the person on the phone has to deliver the information. And that's what's happened. We need to find the bug in the house, and we need to destroy it. Domino's is everywhere. If you're listening, burn your fucking house down. They've bugged you too. Yeah. Burn your house down. Hashtag burn your house down. Spread the word. Domino's is everywhere. We're the best, we're the best, we're the best. Domino's. Fuck you. There's a bug in the house.
There's a bug in the fucking house, man.
I'll fix it.
Burn the house.
There's bushfires.
Burn the house down.
There's bushfires.